Hallways. There are 7 hallways in the residence where I live. 3 are in the assisted living wing, 3 are in the independent wing, and 1 is in the memory wing. Each hallway services 6 or more rooms. Each room has a door with a small cubby that invites personal expression. Most cubbies post pictures of Jesus or Mary. Many feature ceramic dogs or cats, but not both. There are plants and flags and war memorabilia and wind chimes and drawings by grandchildren. A few display artwork created by the occupant. Our neighbor Jan paints mandala patterns on rocks. Dave Smith, a professor, dabbled in an abstract type of art he described as scarabaccio, Italian for scribble. His door was a wild collage of politics, opinions, and multicolored doodles. It screamed, "I am eccentric. I am proud of it. It is who I am." When you are in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, you can visit his museum. I've seen Noel lawn flamingos, neon beer signs, dancing hula girls, gumball machines, coin-operated video games, or historical plaques. A few cubbies host birdhouses. There are no birds flying loose in our building, and so the houses are empty. But the excursion bus makes a weekly visit to a shopping mall with a pet store. It's a wonder we don't have a population of feral budgies. For our cubby, I considered an inflatable flappy arm guy like you see a tire in furniture stores. At 20 feet tall, this would crowd against the 8-foot ceiling, plus the fan might generate more noise than my neighbors will tolerate. Slightly more practical, Fleet Farm sells a target practice deer with a replaceable core. We live at the end of the hall, but setting up an indoor archery range would precipitate an official memo. Until I act otherwise, we host a Buddha. This isn't because we're Buddhists. A garden Buddha was in our borrowed household items, and it seems fair to offer equal representation for other faiths. Navigation. This story is about my time spent in Wisconsin, but in other worlds, my parents finished their lives in a residence community in Duluth, Minnesota. My father experienced difficulties navigating the halls. There were 3 routes to the dining room, each with an additional hallway leading to other wings of the building. Every route was the same color. There were no maps on the walls. He got lost and frustrated, and as a result, never explored his building. In old European cities, streets have names, but street signs are rare. On your first trip from the hotel to the restaurant, you will get lost, and your only hope is landmarks. In Venice, my hotel was a right turn marked by a purple umbrella above the Panetteria. In Cortona, I went to the main plaza, turned right at the church steps, and climbed the steepest road that did not pass the gelato vendor. In Japan, I kept the window with persimmons to the right, walked towards the cash machine, and opened the door of my ryokan, which had a sticker from the band AC/DC. If I were king of the world, I would hire an iconographer for every senior resident's design team. They would comb thrift stores for unusual objects and post them at every corner in the hall. Umbrella, cross, bicycle, snow sled, moose head, sailboat, water ski, flowers, train set, wooden spoons, mixing bowl. Wings of the building wouldn't have numbers or letters, wing A, wing B. They would be destinations. California, New York, Florida, Canada, Germany, Australia. Each artifact in each wing would reflect that location. Palm trees, subways, alligators, snow, lederhosen, kangaroos. No words, just pictures and objects and colors. If you need a local example, take a tour of Epic Systems Incorporated Intergalactic Headquarters in Verona, Wisconsin. Staff offices are in themed buildings. The Barn, Emerald City, Wizards Academy, the Treehouse, or Deep Space. Visitors navigate the expansive campus by identifying the desired theme and then following signs. I would love to tell friends I work on the 3rd floor of Captain Nemo's submarine. Just follow the giant octopus. With a few modifications, my father would step out of his room, look for the bicycle, turn left at the alligator, go straight until he was in Germany. He realized one route to the cafeteria was marked by a large mirror at the far end of the hall. Thereafter, he arrived at dinner by walking towards himself. To travel to Greta's apartment, I turn left at the mandala rock, right at the Bluebird House, go straight to the ceramic dachshunds. She liked to cook, so I've been looking for a child-sized kitchen range to place outside her door. Temple Grandin, an animal behaviorist, writes about three kinds of thinkers: visual, music and math, and verbal logic. She believes we assume everyone operates in the same area as ourselves. For example, I'm a verbal logic thinker and assume everyone loves words. Janelle frequently, patiently, reminds me this isn't true. Nobody cares about the logic behind bingo, she says. My youngest son is a solid math thinker and fought with high school teachers who insisted he write out in English the process he used to solve a math problem. Math is a precise language. English is random. Why should I use an imperfect language to describe math? As Greta ages, I see her move from verbal to visual thinking. She doesn't analyze her thinking, but I see the clues. She leaves the bingo room and turns down a hall. I know it's the wrong hallway. Bingo is in the independent wing. Greta lives in the assisted wing. But I let her go. I know she'll get partway down, realize her mistake, turn around, and reappear in the central lobby. This looks like my hall, she told me. My room is down and to the left. You're right, I say, but this is the wrong hall. I know, they all look the same and I get confused too. Let's wander over this way instead. Chasing after her to correct the mistake would point out the lapse in memory and humiliate and annoy her. Better to wait until she appears in the lobby, commiserate, then passively steer her to a known location. Those of us working with a fully functional brain recognize and remember things like room numbers and hallway directions. That part of Greta is fading away. Honestly, I think numbers and names are boring. I would find it much more appealing to navigate via whimsical visuals. What will Janelle think when I hang a moose head in the kitchen and tell her it's a navigational aid?